We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. You know, we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Chemical World. I am Kenna Crampton, and I am joined with Mugsy Fay.
Hey, hey, how's it going?
Good, good. I'm like between being all funny and crazy in the intro and just being normal. So I guess we're going to stick with normal. We'll get normal or we'll get crazy on the during the continue on. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm both normal and crazy at all times because those are words that I don't like to use in my household.
Okay. Well, that's very good to know. And I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's a time and a place, but trying to shift. I'm repeatedly telling my partner I don't like the C word being used at me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then also anytime you find yourself in a like everybody is this and everybody is that, I feel like crazy and normal fall into that sort of category of like everything is one way or the other, like a black and white
right,
way of looking
exactly.
of things. So that's why it's like it's very good not to speak in that way, especially when you're talking to your partner about stuff.
Yeah, and not to say like he's not like you're crazy. Like
oh,
I've had, you know, but it's, I just every now and then, and I'm the weird one, and so every now and then, but I'm weird, I'm wild, I'm out there.
Yeah.
But I think I like having a little normalcy and craziness in our intro. But happy August.
Yeah, August. I can't believe it's August, and we are recording in August. It is not the day; it's the Thursday before, but.
Pretty close.
We're
pretty close.
Just so that way, if anything does happen throughout the weekend, we don't know about it yet.
Yeah, and hopefully nothing earth-shattering will, but at the pace of things in 2025 so far, it's really hard to tell.
And also, here we go.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. Yeah, I guess that's a good leeway into one of the things I wanted to talk about today, because I did want to talk about some of the stuff that's been coming down from the federal government. But now, like, I don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. And I don't want to spend a whole nother episode, you know, talking about the destruction of our democracy or ripping into our federal administration, because I think, you know.
What's the point?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible what's happening. First, they came for the parks, and I stood up right away because I'd read the poem before. And then they came for public radio, and now they're coming for harm reduction. And, you know, it's just... It's really wild to me because I just feel like science and all rationale is on the chopping block. And I am not joking at all when I say I'm like so fascinated to know the perspective or to try to understand the perspective of people who think these things are good. It's just really mind blowing right now.
Definitely. Well, what I think... with all of that said, what I think we should then talk about, because the Sober Sun came out today. We're recording this, and there's an article in there about the CPB funding and everything. So I don't know about what's happening with harm reduction. So maybe we can touch on that. And then you do have a little bit of good news about High Rockies harm reduction. So maybe we'll start with the scary stuff with harm reduction. You can kind of give us a heads up of what's happening federally, and then we can talk about the good stuff.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. And yes, I have good news and I have bad news. And I think starting with the bad news is good. And yeah, you know, definitely check out that article in the Sober Sun. I know our amazing Chris Hassig here at KDNK wrote a beautiful editorial that's also was in the Denver Post.
Oh, wow.
It has been sent out around just about what losing CPB funding means for KDNK. But it's not just us. It's NPR, it's PBS, it's basically every small radio station in America has lost, 25% of our funding here at KDNK. And I don't know what that looks like for other stations. And it doesn't sound like that's going to be coming back any time soon. So, you know, read more about that. We're recording this Thursday, August 7th, and I can't keep track of the executive orders and everything going on at this point. But there was an executive order put out a couple weeks ago from the current administration's office that was really frustrating to read. And it basically says that the federal government is not going to be funding any sort of harm reduction or overdose prevention center efforts. It did like seem to be saying that like naloxone is still a good thing, but that they caught us. They caught that harm reductionists have been using Narcan as a way to introduce everyone to the wonders and benefits of all harm reduction services, which is true because Narcan is relevant to everyone. Mm-hmm. And then we have all these other amazing services that can benefit all sorts of folks, those who are using, those who are in recovery, those who care about people who are using, you know, really everyone. And so the federal government seems to be saying like, yeah, we still want to support naloxone, but we're not supporting. The thing that really got me was they were saying that the federal government is only going to support evidence-based programs, not so-called harm reduction programs.
But it's this thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's so frustrating about this letter is it just doesn't even make any sense, right? Oh,
much like everything that is going on. I mean,
big
in that
surprise.
Okay,
yeah.
Never mind. Actually, I was about to go on a tangent, so I'm going to ring myself back in because I do want to keep hearing.
And this is where it's hard. Yeah, I don't want to get too off the rails either because it's like every day there's 100 little things that we could just go off the rails about, like what is happening in our country on so many levels. I can't not even. But you know, this is just really frustrating as a harm reductionist. It's super frustrating because it makes us feel like the ping pong ball, you know, and I'm so sick of this back and forth politics. Right. And that's where I'm like, I want to understand the perspectives of the other side, because I feel like there has got to be a healthy middle ground. And obviously everything that's going on right now is atrocious, but like, for the past, you know, for a long time, it's like we're bouncing back and forth of Republicans and Democrats just undoing each other's work every 4 to 8 years. And it's so exhausting. And harm reductionists were used to being the redheaded stepchild of the public health world and used to working underground. And these services have started and continue in many states to be operated just by people for people with no necessary sanctioning or whatever, because that's the only way to get the work done. So it's basically like pushing us back into the underground that we clawed tooth and nail to get out of, that we have decades of evidence showing how, you know, beneficial and positive these programs are. But at the same time, it's the executive order is basically saying that federal organizations like SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse Mental Health Service Administration, and NIDA, the National Institute for Drug something, that those specific organizations can't give money for harm reduction. Well, guess what? They never really did anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
The federal government has never fully bought in.
Okay.
We were getting close in the Biden era administration, but so it's like, it just sucks to see it written down. It sucks to actually see us falling under attack when, you know, when asked in a debate about how he would respond to the overdose crisis, Trump literally just talked about his golf swing for 2 minutes.
And after what he said about Hunter Biden, it's pretty clear that like he has zero empathy for people who suffer with this disease.
I would say zero empathy, like just period, right? And hey, now we are not getting CPP funding, so I guess I'm less concerned about saying I don't know. It's very frustrating because he's racist, he's sexist, he has no concern for the environment. It doesn't seem like I don't know what planet he's living on, to be frank.
And honestly, as you're talking about all this stuff, you could insert, you know, we're talking about harm reduction, but you could insert any one issue that's happening right now, whether it's, you know, immigration or human rights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which also goes into immigration and just like, it's just all like, it's just very clear. Zero empathy from, and not just him, but the people that control him also. And the only people that, what makes me just so crazy, and this is what I was going to say, is that it's like they're taking money from the poorest people to put into their pockets and calling us criminals. And they're the criminals. Like, literally, he would be in jail if he was not president. That is just the reality of the situation, and we all know that. And there's a lot of people who would be in jail if he wasn't president also. And so, okay.
And I don't want to spend a lot of time focusing on the negative because, you know, that the news on all sides is kind of saturated with negative things. But I did just want to take a minute to acknowledge what is going on and the very serious frustrations that, you know, are likely going to affect a lot of people who are in worse positions than we are, more than us.
And I think, and I just have to say, like, I'm super sensitive about it, too, because of the CPB funding, but then also with what's happening with Medicaid because of... my son, you know, I mean, he literally just stopped taking medication that was $8,000 and he had to take that three times a day. Luckily, I've been on Medicaid and I can't go back to work because I have to stay where I'm at so we can stay on Medicaid. And so I feel like I'm being treated like a criminal because they are going to be going through with a fine tooth comb, making sure that people like me and my family aren't trying to finagle the system in any way so that way my son can get his $8,000 heart medication. It's not even like it's just like it's an important thing that he has to take. So anyway, sorry. I just like not to be like poor me. It's just that like that's why I think I'm a super sensitive about the billionaires taking from the people who make less than $100,000 a year.
That's fair. And I'm sure that there's hundreds of thousands of Americans who could agree with that
there's
sentiment.
There's more of us.
And sometimes, you know, the best form of activism is survival. And it's just surviving every day.
And being empathetic.
Yeah, absolutely.
To the people who, like, you know.
Showing kindness.
Showing kindness.
Yeah, showing kindness is revolutionary. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's shift our gears towards the good news. High Rockies Harm Reduction has been awarded a couple, like, pretty sizable grants recently, which is great. We applied with Eagle County as part of the ongoing work that we're doing to serve Eagle, Summit, Lake, Pickens, and Garfield counties to the Colorado Attorney General's Opioid Abatement Infrastructure Funds to get two brand new vehicles for our services. Because if you've seen me out there, I've been doing some wild and wacky stuff the past few years trying to get you guys free Narcan and all the other services we provide. So, you know, we're still out there doing weekly services right now from Aspen to Newcastle, looking to add a rifle location soon, and once a month out in Eagle, Edwards, Breckenridge, Dillon, and two locations in Leadville. You might see us popped up in the gray van. It might be the Yukon. It might be my little Toyota because we're just doing whatever we can to keep it together and bring these services to y'all. But, you know, it's obviously been challenging here in the Rockies. There's always weather. It's either too hot, it's too cold, it's too windy. The rain is worse than the snow in terms of driving conditions and that kind of thing. So we're looking forward to bringing you new, comfortable service, mobile service offices in 2026, thanks to the Attorney General's infrastructure opioid abatement funds. So we're really, really excited and grateful about that. I can't say this enough. 2026 can't come soon enough. But we're working on those contracts and getting all that together right now. So that's really exciting. And then we also got $100,000 from the Colorado Health Foundation.
Awesome.
They're, you know, amazing leaders in non-clinical health services and just an amazing organization. And we're really excited to receive this funding specifically to get a regional office space. So we're just, I don't know, it doesn't hurt to throw it out there to the listeners that we're actually looking right now for an office, ideally from Basalt and Glenwood, that we can park our new fleet vehicles at. So that is like a lot more challenging than it sounds, but we're really excited to finally have the funding to start pursuing these,
something like that.
These
so
infrastructure
like a,
things.
An office space with good a good parking area.
Yeah, where we can have overnight parking for the fleet vehicles. That's like, and it's going to be 2 to 3 vehicles, you know, medium sized, either in, you know, a warehouse bay or whatever, or in a parking spot that we can have them there overnight.
Well, I know that we've got tons of really great real estate agents that support and listen to Katie and Kate. So there you go.
Call me up, 970-618-4194. You can also email me at Mugsy, M-U-G-S-Y, at highrockiesharmreduction.com or Maggie at highrockiesharmreduction.com. If that's easier for you, they both work. And if you, you know, want to talk about any of the stuff we talked about on the show today, mm-hmm. if you are one of those folks that has a perspective that's different from mine, I would love to talk with you. Always excited to learn more and maybe teach a little too. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you have questions about anything we're talking about, and if you're looking for the High Rockies Harm Reduction Schedule, that is at our website at highrockiesharmreduction.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
And you can follow Katie and Kay at Instagram on Instagram and Facebook. There has been a lot of it's a lot more happening in the last couple years than we're finally up on the social media and stuff. So and you can go to katieandkay.org to donate.
Yes, and we have those great morning news briefs brought to you by Mike Lemmer on our mm-hmm. Instagram. Those are super awesome. I don't know why, but I find something so special about hearing someone tell me what the phase of the moon is. You get the weather, a little news, a little this day in history. One of the many amazing things brought to you by your local community radio station here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't want to harp on this too much, but I do want to spend at least a little bit time acknowledging, like, yes, we lost 25% of our budget, and yes, we need donors like mm-hmm. yourselves to help support the station, seriously, now more than ever. Mm-hmm. So you can always go to kdnk.org and click the donate button in the top right corner. You can become a member at pretty much any like monthly amount that you want. You can make a one-time donation, and you can also listen to shows live on kdnk.org or shows that you've missed. So it's a streaming mm-hmm. platform as well, which I love. Sometimes I do not have a physical radio with me, but I usually have my mm-hmm. phone.
Oh, so yeah.
Can always stream KDNK.
Yeah, that's how I do some of the time, even though I've got a radio at my house. Sometimes I can't get the antenna in the right place.
Yeah, so the signal's not always.
Then I just can do
right.
Bluetooth through my phone. What I also wanted to say too, and Katie and Kay has always sort of been because we are, you know, 42. years old, a lot of stations look to us for how we've done things because we do have it set up so well. That's one reason why we're gonna be okay this year, and we just, you mm-hmm. know, like past boards and past people have really set us up to where like we will be okay for now. We still need donations, but check in with any other NPR station that you might love from a town that you come from or something, because not all stations are going to be as okay as Katie and Kay is, because we do have a lot of experience and we're something special for sure. So if there is a community station, I think it's important to check in, because this is going to affect all community radio stations throughout the entire country. And we're so lucky to be in Colorado and this specific place in Colorado. And it sometimes feels almost like we're cut off from the scariness. But so just check in on stations that might be in a state that's not as set up for. Like the fact that you get Colorado funding for High Rockies harm reduction, it's going to be somewhat the same. Like we're a lot lucky. We're really lucky to be here in Colorado.
Yeah, it's true. And especially, yeah, in terms of harm reduction, absolutely. Like Oklahoma, Kansas, Wyoming, a lot of our neighbors do not experience. I mean, even other parts of Colorado.
Of course, yeah.
Don't, exactly. You know, we don't experience the same positive support from our communities that we do here. And I think, yeah, the same is true for KDNK. Not every community radio station has the same like amazing membership base, the amazing mm-hmm. volunteers that bring you all these public affairs shows. And music shows and news shows and all these things, right? And so, yeah, check on your Oklahoma station or your Utah station or whatever the case may be, because they're beautiful states, but they might not have the same supports that we do.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, I never like the idea of, like, well, can't you just move? Because it's like, I have lived in my hometown my whole life. Like, obviously, I'm lucky. Like I said, this is an incredible and beautiful place. We have Sopris. I forget sometimes that people don't grow up with a beautiful mountain in their background or backyard. But there's your home. And, like, just because it's just not a fair thing to say. Like, oh, you don't, like, get treated well, then just move. That's such a privileged and, you know, not cool thing to say. So,
and anyway. The sad reality, a town like Carbondale, it's really hard to stay here.
Yeah.
You know, even if you want to stay, it's not easy to grow up here and then have to figure out how to stay here.
Yeah.
Like, is next to impossible. Most people can't do it.
Yeah.
And most people don't do it. And so we're so lucky. I'm so lucky to have the opportunity and the privilege to live in Carbondale right now, mm-hmm. because I have no idea how long that's going to last.
Yeah.
You know, when I grow out of my 500 square foot apartment, I don't know. You know, I don't have a lot of options.
And just saying also that, like, me being able to be in a position where, like, one, I can't go back to work, but also not having to go back to work because we get housing mm-hmm. through my husband's job. Shout out Avalanche Ranch, who's also a supporter of KD&K.
Love you.
So just like, I know that a single paycheck household also is impossible. You
mm-hmm.
know, like the
yeah.
fact that we're able to live in the valley, be able to stay on Medicaid is like literally the dream come true.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. I don't know why I just said that.
Because
it's also an impossible situation for some people to be like, well, I can't go back to work because I need to stay on Medicaid, but I need to go back to work because I need the money to pay my rent. So, like, I'm just in a very privileged position, and I'm very lucky and grateful for it. So thank you.
Yeah, and we make it work. I don't know. Sometimes I look back and I'm like, I literally don't even know how I was paying for, like, my last apartment in Satank. I'm like, how did I make that work? Because on paper, it looks impossible. Mm-hmm. And then somehow we make it work. We are so lucky. I was just talking to my partner about this last night, to have community, to have mm-hmm. real community, to be able to walk into a restaurant and see your friends and family, you know, or walk down the street and see your coworkers. Like, we have a real community here.
Yeah.
And I worry a lot because I know in my heart that not everyone in town is a part of that. And I know in my heart that there are people out there who are isolated and alone and angry and sad. And I mean, heck, I feel that way some days too. But like, we really have community here. But like, that's the one thing being from here. Like, you are able to find some avenues towards housing because you know people. My current housing, though, that was like a literal miracle. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how I lucked out with that. And it's teeny tiny, and I am very grateful for it.
Yeah.
Just to be in town. I did want to just talk about a couple other upcoming events we have going on this month and going into fall. August is always a big month for us because August is Overdose Awareness Month. Of course, overdoses did go down in 2024, but they are back on the rise. And the only way to reverse an opiate overdose is to have and use Narcan or to call 911 so a first responder can show up with Narcan. So I'm very excited to say that on August 31st, we are bringing the first ever Overdose Awareness Day event directly to Garfield County. In previous years, we had done it up at Crown Mountain in El Jebel. But we are going to be having an event at Sayre Park on Sunday, August 31st, which is actual International Overdose Awareness Day. The event's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to have speakers, some music. We've got food trucks. I'm really excited that El Sabor de Mexico and Bamboo Asian Cuisine and Lemon Swirl Oasis are all going to be there. I'm really excited to get my boba on at this event. We're going to have other partners from across the Roaring Fork Valley, including I'm not going to name any because there's too many and you got to come check it out. We do have the event and the flyer on our Facebook page. I just want to make sure I'm like giving the right people the right credit, but we have a bunch of nonprofits and holistic folks, healers, recovery-oriented organizations, different folks that are going to be there providing resources and speaking. And we're going to do a memorial walk to commemorate those who we've lost to overdose and celebrate those who have survived overdose. That'll be around 2:30 p.m. So the whole event is 10 a.m. to 4, Sunday, August 31st. The event is on High Rockies Harm Reduction Facebook page, and we would love to see you there. And if you're interested in being involved and maybe want to speak, we do still have some space potentially, so feel free to reach out to me about that. So that's very exciting stuff going on.
Awesome. Yeah, that's so special. And, you know, August is special for us addicts. Cool. Is that all?
So the only other thing I wanted to make sure we put on y'all's radar is that KDNK membership drive. Okay. We do every spring, every fall. So our fall membership drive is starting September 17th. So we will be reaching out to all of our recurring members. I don't want to say old. I feel like that's not a word that people like. But we'll, be starting to reach out to current members and recurring donors here soon as we towards September. Yeah, there we go. Even if you haven't donated to KDNK in 10 years, but you were a past member, you might be getting a call from me because we are in an extra precarious situation this year. We will be having a higher than normal goal for this year's fall membership drive, but we'll also be bringing you a lot of the awesome events that y'all are used to, and so stay tuned as more information comes out, and we are excited. I think we're going to do a little something special for Chemical World for September, at least. Not quite for membership drive, but put in your calendars. Membership drive starts September 17th.
Yeah. And that means that you can be an early bird and join early and get on a list for some extra special prizes.
Mm-hmm. But we're not going to give you too much info yet because we're still figuring it out. So you got to stay tuned. But I believe that our special treat, even though it won't actually be in membership drive, but our next show of Chemical World will be, do you want to?
Oh no, I didn't know. I didn't know if you knew it or.
You have it out right there too. Right?
Yeah, it's right here. So September 8th.
Yes. So Monday, September 8th at 4 p.m. will be our next Chemical World show, and if all goes as planned, we will be coming to you live from in the KDNK on air studio to celebrate fall membership drive, and hopefully, get the people going.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. So, mark your calendars, September 17th. August 31st, and then, of course, September 8th for the next episode of Chemical World at 4 p.m. And if you'd like to listen to past episodes of Chemical World, you can go to kdnk.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, you don't have to be sober
to keep your community clean.
Yay!
We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. You know we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. Some boys sell weed, some boys smoke weed. I think they're okay. But if they give me stems and seeds, I have to walk away. He can beg and he can plead, but keep your drinks in sight. That's right, 'cause the boy with roof and all is always Mr. Right. 'Cause we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl or boy. Some boys snort coke, some boys shoot coke, that's all right with me. If they don't have clean works, then...